Demonstrators in New York and other American cities, from Chicago to Minneapolis, protested Thursday over a New York grand jury's decision not to indict a white police officer in the chokehold death of Eric Garner, an African-American man. The case has become another flashpoint for the issue of police use of excessive force against people of color in many American cities, as President Obama acknowledged Thursday.
Too many Americans feel deep unfairness when it comes to the gap between our professed ideals and how laws are applied on a day-to-day basis.
Shut it down! Shut it down!
Graduate student Monica Melton demonstrated in New York early in the evening before the peaceful protests closed several major arteries.
It's becoming a really disturbing and unfortunate trend with Michael Brown, Eric Garner, and countless others. And I wanted to show my support and say that, you know, this is not something that's going to be tolerated.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said the city's police force will undergo 3 days of retraining to reduce unnecessary use of force and give confidence to all New Yorkers that they will be treated equally.
They need to know that in doing this crucial work, our police will always, with every fiber of their beings, avoid any needless injury and, God forbid, avoid any death that could have been stopped.
In Cleveland, Ohio, where police shot and killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice in November, he was holding a fake gun. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said the Justice Department's nearly 2-year-long review of Cleveland police found a pattern of excessive force, and the department will come under federal supervision.
The city has acknowledged that the department's findings raise issues of importance to people really throughout this community. And together, we have agreed to a statement of principles that will lead to a court-enforceable consent decree.
Among those protesting in Washington, student Nicole Dashiel grew up in Cleveland.
It's finally gotten my hometown the effects of racialized police violence, and I just wanted to let the world know that a lot of Americans are upset about this, and we want it to change.
Civil rights leaders, including Reverend Al Sharpton, have announced a national demonstration for December 13th in Washington. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.